this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Is there such a thing as a right to die? A lot of people are talking about this in our society nowadays. But brothers and sisters, a right is a moral claim. We do not have a claim on death. Death has a claim on us. There's no such thing as a right to die. But unfortunately, as soon as any group comes along and says, I'm starting to hand out some rights, everybody wants to get online and take advantage of this new right. Some people are saying that they have the autonomy, they have the freedom, in other words, to decide for themselves when they want to end their life. This is not the Christian faith. What does St. Paul tell us in the letter to the Romans? He says, none of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord, and when we die as his servants. Our life is not something we possess. Our life is ourselves. I possess my Bic pen. If my pen stops working, I can throw it away. It's no longer serving the purpose for which it was created. But if my life has become burdened with illness or with problems, that doesn't mean it's something I can throw away like I throw away a pen. Brothers and sisters, not only that, but this notion of the right to die makes suffering into something meaningless. But we as Christians know how to suffer, because we join our sufferings with the cross of Jesus Christ, which saves the world. There's a very big danger in people talking about the right to die, because after all, if people do have the right to end their life when they're experiencing terrible suffering, why should that be limited to only one type of suffering? If terminally ill people can have their lives ended, then you can be sure that those who are enduring mental distress, financial problems, the anguish of a divorce, or teenagers who feel that they just can't go on with living are also going to get right online and say, I too should have the right to end my life so that I no longer have to suffer. As soon as you open this door a little bit, it will be out of control. The proper response to those who are suffering, whether it is terminal illness or mental anguish of any kind, the proper response to such people is to care for them with love, with compassion, not to give them the ability to end their life. Let us defend not the right to die, but the right to love and to live.